Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Firstly, for those who may be unfamiliar with the diseases, can you tell us what black lung and silicosis are?
These are both dust-related diseases. So they're diseases that you get when you inhale dust, like black coal dust, like the silica dust that comes from... this was commonly something that would cloud up when you were jackhammering into Sydney sandstone. So it's that kind of dust, and when you inhale that dust, it can cause these diseases, in worst cases, life-threatening diseases like cancer and autoimmune diseases and lung disease, basically, that can end up being fatal.
And who is being affected by this?
At the moment, we're seeing a new wave of this these sorts of diseases coming up. There are miners, obviously, in Queensland who are starting to contract black lung disease, which was was unheard of until recently. Mm. It was a disease we thought we'd seen the end of decades ago. And with silicosis, we're seeing people like tradesmen who are working with engineered stone, which is increasingly being used in kitchen and bathroom bench tops. So it's a popular product in home renovations that's being used at the moment. And what's happening is when they're installing these stone bench tops, they're using angle grinders, and the dust coming up from working with this stone, they're not... using the same precautions that they learnt to use, decades ago when they were jackhammering the sandstone. All you're supposed to do is water it down so that the clouds of dust don't rise and you're not inhaling the dust. So it's a matter of watering it down. But because of this, I guess, a new ignorance about the dangers of this working with this sort of material, people aren't taking the precautions, so they're not protecting themselves against inhaling these dust clouds. So they're not watering it down, they're not putting on masks, they're not doing anything to protect themselves. So as a result, they're inhaling this really dangerous material. And what we're seeing now is an average of 9 cases, well, that are reported, and there are a lot more that doctors are seeing apparently. But they're just in the last 5 years, we're seeing the emergence of new cases of silicosis because people aren't as aware of the precautions that they need to take with dealing with these new materials, the engineered stone that we're seeing in these kitchen and bathroom products.
Now, this is facing a parliamentary inquiry. So what do sufferers hope for the outcome of this will be?
Well, there was an inquiry hearing last week, and the New South Wales Parliament is looking into generally what needs to be done with dust disease regulation. So it was in the context of that inquiry that this relatively new issue of silicosis popped up. So I guess they're looking at whether regulations need to change and what the state workers' compensation scheme covers and that kind of thing. So it's a pretty broad regulatory look at at all the instruments that deal with insurance and covering these sorts of injuries. So it's not clear yet what they'll do about this. I mean, this was just one issue that popped up in a broader inquiry. So we'll have to see what they actually take on board.
And going forward, just before you were talking about how they weren't doing things like watering it down before, sanding it or cutting it. So what measures should we hope to see implemented to avoid these diseases reoccurring?
Well, I think they're very simple precautions that people need to take. But I think what's happening is we're seeing, like, for example, there were quite a few migrant workers that have been reported. The Medical Journal of Australia reported a case last month of a migrant worker who came in and started working with these products but, wasn't aware of the dangers. So it's an education thing where people need to be told that there are dangers associated with inhaling this dust, and they need to take basic precautions like watering it down so that the dust doesn't rise, and perhaps wearing masks and that kind of thing. I think it's basically a re-education strategy that needs to be taken here, so that people are re-educated about these dangers that they'd forgotten about, because, you know, it was dealt with, I guess, decades ago, and people had forgotten about the dangers associated with these materials. So people need to be told that they are dangerous and what they need to do to protect themselves.
Indeed. All right. Well, thank you so much, Anna, for joining us this morning to have a bit of a chat about this.
No problem. Thank you.